Hey, good morning, my friends. Today is day 13. We have officially become the bar mitzvah, Mazel Tov. Consistency. This is one of the most important themes that I speak about in the book. I mention a very famous piece of Haggadic literature from the Talmud, where the rabbis are struggling to understand what is the most important verse in the Torah. And as you would imagine, one rabbi comes along and says, it must be v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, like we spoke about yesterday. Another rabbi says it must be the Shema, right? That's the verse in the Torah we declare our belief in a one and only God. So either love thy neighbor, which is the ultimate verse in terms of our relationship with our fellow human being, versus the ultimate verse in terms of our relationship with God. But Ben Pazi, a third rabbi, suggests a very obscure, seemingly mundane and boring verse from my own bar mitzvah parsha, Esakev Esachat Taseh B'Boker, and the lamb you shall bring in the morning, Esakev Esachat Taseh Bein Harbayim, and the lamb you bring in the afternoon. It's talking about the Korban Tamid. The word Tamid means regular, and it even sounds boring, Tamid, regular, oy. It's a grind, got to do the same thing every day. Why would that be the most important verse in the Torah? But as any of us know from, I don't know, working out or doing anything important in life, consistency is how you see results. Professional athletes will tell you that the best way to get into shape is to have a routine that you stick to every single day. And I know this to be true because I heard this many, many years ago from Oprah. And if Oprah says something, it must be the case. She had on her show an expert on the four blue zones. Those are parts of the world where people live to very old ages, octogenarians, 106, 107, 108-year-olds. And this guy she had on the show did his doctoral dissertation. What are the common activities that contribute to longevity? And one of those activities, believe it or not, is prayer, tefillah. Actually, Hebrew University did a study many years ago and said that there's a positive correlation between people who pray and longevity, older age. But Oprah pointed out that it only works if it's done every day. People who dabble in prayer, pray occasionally, does not contribute to longevity, only if you daven, if you pray each and every day. And I'm sharing this because we're doing a 40-day challenge now, and even something as exciting and wonderful as this book and these chapters and these WhatsApp recordings, it's a daily grind, and something that we do every day loses significance. When was the last time we really appreciated the sun rising in the morning, or the dew coming out on our, you know, if you live in the burbs and you've got actually some grass, it's wet, it's moist because something happened. But because it happens every day, we become, you know, numb to it, and it ceases to be special. But something that you do daily is how you're going to see improvement. I talked about this last night in my class, and we're going to be speaking about this, you know, the subject of one of my drashot, one of my sermons and talks over Rosh Hashanah. The little things that you do on a daily basis, they have what's called compound interest. If any people in the world of finance knows, if you put a little money away every day or every year, it compounds in terms of interest. There are these cute videos that go around, put away $12 a day after the year, it's this, after 5 years, it's that, after 10 years, and you could literally create a retirement for yourself. And it works the same way on the spiritual level. There's in fact a famous letter from the great Yisrael Misalant, the founder of the ethicist, the Musar movement, who encourages his readers not to give up when they don't see improvement from their work, their spiritual work. Because why do we give up? We give up because the daily change that we see, whether it's in the gym or it's in our religious spiritual lives, it's not enough to actually get any what we call sipuk nefesh. It's not enough to get any spiritual satisfaction from. So it's not terribly inspiring. So then we just stop. Most of us stop the things we make commitments to keep to because we don't see any advancement from that day or the next day. But change is happening. Change is happening. And this is the most important. This is where emuna, where faith comes in. You don't need to see the change to know it's happening. And I tell people this with I tell this to my students all the time when they're talking about keeping mitzvot. I came in and I davened, I didn't feel anything. Okay, it's not great to not feel something when you daven. When you pray, it's a avodah shebelev, supposed to be the service of the heart, supposed to feel something. But it's not like nothing happened. I put on tefillin this morning, I didn't feel anything. Something happened. The Kabbalists, the great mystical scholars of our Jewish tradition teach that every time we perform a mitzvah, something is happening. And it's the same thing when you go to the gym. You may not feel, you know, the tear in your muscle, but muscle is building even if you don't always feel it in that day. So great Rav Albi, contemporary rabbi, says that the greater the challenge also is that what ultimately changes us, he says, is the daily work. It's the weighing and evaluating of our actions, but it has to be consistent. So yeah, the Shema is awesome. And so is V'ahavta lo'recha kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself. But if you really want to love God and your fellow human being, what it comes down to ultimately is performing specific actions of davening, which is every day, of performing the different mitzvot in the Torah each and every day. Esakev esechad taseh b'boker, the daily offering that's brought in the morning, the daily offering that's brought in the afternoon, doesn't feel terribly exciting. My friends, that's what enables us to grow and to become the people that we are meant to be, and to become the people that we are all yearning to be this Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So let's make a commitment and let's stick to it. Even if we don't feel the result right here and right now, there is a result. Please God, we should all have the Sipuk Nefesh. We should all have satisfaction of the soul at the end of the 40 days or at the end of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to actually feel like we've changed. We've made a difference because we stuck to the routine. Have a good one.